Hello there. Good evening. Hi, good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm coming from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Would you like giving us a hand with a survey, sir? It's a 5-minute survey about the upcoming elections.
You know, I don't know anything about it. I haven't even been watching yet.
Oh, okay, you're not okay. So you wouldn't want to participate. Okay, thank you so much. Take
I mean, I know who I'm going to vote for, and you know, but I also, you know, I don't know enough about what the challenges are that they have for each other, and I just don't know enough to help you. I don't think.
Okay. Let's just start let me start asking the questions. If you don't like it, then we can always, you know, cut it.
Okay.
Do you currently live in California?
I do.
Okay. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced.
Thank you. And, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost calls on a regular home phone, or do you some on a cell phone and some on a home phone, or almost all on a cell phone?
All of my calls are cell phone, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party?
No.
Thank you. To ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born? Just a year.
1948.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What is your main racial heritage or background?
Well, I'm from England, so I'm going to say that I am white.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last grade of that you completed in school?
I completed college with the AA.
Okay. Thank you. And let's get started. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Well, I think if you really look at what he's done a pretty good job with what was handed to him.
So would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve. I mean, he maybe has leaned different directions than Trump did. But Trump left him a mess, and we're not quite in that mess now. So I think he's done a good job.
Okay, thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I'm not happy with him.
So you would say a somewhat disapprove or a strongly disapprove?
I just can't answer that. I feel like that he hasn't really supported our system. We're paying way too much for gas, and you know he'll say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to do this and this and this," and you know everything's gone up another nickel. So I do not approve of his job at all.
Okay, thank you. Next, and if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? For the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Well, if they were held today, I would probably go with the Democratic.
Okay, thank you. Next, I would like to read a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know or never heard of, you can also say tell me that, okay? First person here we have is Kamala Harris.
Yes, what about her?
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of her?
Well, I have a favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Esmeralda Soria?
Don't know the name.
Okay, never heard, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Well, I think that I have an opinion of him, and I'm not fond of him at all.
Okay, thank you. And the last person on here says Joanna Garcia Rose.
Have no idea who they are.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? I'm going to go down the list, and then you can pick one, okay? The inflation and the cost of living, taxes, climate change, abortion, crime and public safety, homelessness, border security, education, jobs and the economy, and healthcare.
Well, I think probably the economy is way up there. And healthcare, I think I'm having to pay too much for my Medicare.
Okay.
Because I have to pay out of pocket so much. So I would say those are my two biggest issues.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, thank you for sticking with us on the line. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and a 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress?
I'm going to say that that's probably an 8.
Okay, thank you. And next, if the election for president was being held today, for who would you vote, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
I would not vote for Donald Trump, but I don't know that I could tell you for sure I would vote for Kamala Harris either.
Okay. So you still...
I may not vote for either one of them. I may have to go with Kennedy. You know, I'm not happy with this.
Okay, all right. I understand. Moving on, and if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
I would vote the Democratic ticket straight across.
Okay, thank you. And moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's seriously up on the wrong side here. We need a big makeover.
Okay, thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stay about the same?
I think that's increased.
Okay, thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate before, yes or no?
I have.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First statement says, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
I don't know. I've been interrupted. I've got a phone call trying to come in, and now I can't concentrate.
Oh, okay. This is not my night, bro. This is not my night. Ya empecé como cinco y dos me dicen que they hang up. They gotta go. Damn.
Crazy. Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is Christopher, and I am calling from a opinion about research in the National Political Center. And we're talking about with people in California today.